We've been reading through the Psalms, and you know, when you put a Bible reading program together, you hope that there will be buy-in among the congregation. And if your feedback is any indication of that, there was a lot of buy-in this year, a lot of participation. A number of you have come up to me and said for the first time that you had finished a various program, reading through various things throughout the year. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. Certainly, the Psalms are very much practical in application. You get to see raw human emotion. You're reminded of the greatness and the splendor and the goodness and the power and just majesty of God. And you see the wretched condition of man in light of God. And you're reminded of His love and His grace and all the various things that we read about as we read through the Psalms. I think another reason why this program was so effective this year was as a result of the work that Brother Ethan Morris put into writing those various blogs and bulletin articles. I can't imagine, but I know so many hours went into doing that. And we are all indebted to him for doing that. They were always relevant. They were always practical. They were always thought-provoking. And those things don't just happen. And so we as a congregation, and I know you've probably personally told him, but we as a congregation are just so thankful for what you did, brother, and for the way that you helped us. I know they were so helpful to me. As we begin tonight, we're going to sing songs that are geared around just praising God tonight as we close out this year. So many of the things that Ethan wrote this past year spoke to me and helped me, and I know that it did you as well. The last blog that he wrote for us as we were finishing up this week, I want to share it with you tonight just by way of introduction, and then we'll be led in our first song tonight. Ethan says this, says, "The book of Psalms concludes with praise for our Lord. The psalmist argues that praise is becoming," Psalm 147 at verse 1. The phrase implies that praise is not optional. It's not a talent similar to public speaking, which some people possess and some people don't. Additionally, praise is not a requirement in the strictest sense of the word. Although God deserves praise from each of us, he does not demand it, preferring instead that we praise him willingly, similar to the way we obey the gospel plan willingly, Revelation 3 at verse 20. Instead, praise becomes us. Praise should be an easy, obvious, and regular reaction to everything going around us. Praising God should be like breathing. We can't help doing it. And why would we even consider trying? Psalm 147 discusses God's unique and special treatment of the Israelites and reminds the reader, he has not dealt thus with any nation, Psalm 147 at verse 20. In other words, no other nation has benefited from God's goodwill like Israel. And because of that, they should praise the Lord. We're in a similar situation today. No other people have benefited so much from God's goodwill as we have. Yet do we act in a way that demonstrates our knowledge of and gratitude for God's goodwill? Many of us struggle to exhibit lives of praise. Many of us struggle with the routine. We praise God when we're dealing with a situation that occurs once or twice, such as beating cancer. However, we rarely praise God for something that happens every day, such as the sunrise. We take the sunrise like we often take our meals and our jobs for granted. We've gotten so accustomed to God's gifts that we don't properly acknowledge them. Admittedly, we thank the Lord for our meals, but how many years have we repeated the same prayer over dinner? We're like the Laodiceans in Revelation 3, verses 15 through 18. We believe that we'll always have the benefits of God's will and that trust produces with us a lukewarm approach to praise and service. We don't realize that this careless and unenthusiastic attitude has made us wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. However, when we forget about God, we become wretched and miserable. Likely not physically and emotionally, yet at least, but certainly wretched and miserable spiritually. Our struggle with selfishness. We're too busy planning our days, penciling in a meal here and a practice there, or too preoccupied with doing what we want, making sure a meal is to our specific taste, or a meeting doesn't interfere with our schedule, that we don't leave our own minds and bodies to consider that we're not directly responsible for most of our blessings. Think about the rich man of Luke 12, verses 13 through 21. He became so consumed with his possessions and passions that he ignored God, never considering that he would be asked to give an account of his service to the Lord. Additionally, consider Christ's counsel in the verses that follow the allegory. Do not worry about your life as to what you will eat, or for your body as to what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his lifespan? But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Luke 13, 22 and 23, 25 and 31. Life is more than what we have or want on this earth. We must concentrate on God, who gives us access to what comes next. Reading through the Psalms and the Bible generally should be a reflective experience. However, our meditations are useless if they do not transform into actions. Most of us are blessed to have a few days off this holiday season. Use that extra time with family and friends to plan how you will praise the Lord in the coming year. Should you change the mealtime prayer, pray or study together, serve in your community, give more, post expressions of praise on your walls, phone screens, or cubicles. I'm not talking about the church's responsibility, but our responsibility as individuals. And then this last phrase, and I hope you'll hold on to this as we go throughout our singing tonight. No one has been blessed like we have, and we must, in this coming year, demonstrate that fact. Praise becomes us. Let's stand as we sing this first song.
How great thou art. 122, God is so good.
Please. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes you have established strength. Because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have ordained, what is man that you have take thought of me? And the Son of Man, that you care for him. Yet you've made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands and to put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. Stanza 9, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Number 73, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy.
Mercy, Lord, and mercy.
Now, number one, the Lord is my shepherd.
Psalm 23, 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Stanza 6 says, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
number 77. Number 77.
Worthy of praise is my God, Redeemer. Worthy of glory, honor, and power. Worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art thou. Worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou. Worthy art thou. Lift up the voice in praise and devotion. Saints of all earthly organs above. Angels in heaven worship and sing. Worthy art thou. Worthy art thou. Worthy art thou.
Number 184.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Strength and honor, gives
Psalm 148, please. 148th Psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light. Praise Him, highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. For He has established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all the peoples, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. And He has lifted up a horn for His people, praise for all His godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. And His praise in the congregation of the godly ones, let Israel be glad in its maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise His name with dancing. Let them sing praises to Him with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. Let the godly ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
How deep the Father's love.
number 95, glorify your name.
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you, glorify your name in all the earth, glorify your name, glorify your name.
Our God, He is good, and He has been so good to us. He's blessed us richly this year as a congregation of God's people. His mercies have been new every single day for us, and may we never take Him for granted. The Psalms are practical in nature. They appeal to our emotion. And by way of appealing to you tonight, it's possible that we have those that are here tonight that are not right with God. I want to go back to where we started this year in the first psalm. And I want to appeal to you based on this psalm. No doubt this year will be a year of decision. For some, you will make big, life-changing decisions. I want each of us to understand tonight that there's a path of the righteous, and there's a path of the wicked. But there's also a destination for the righteous, and there's a destination for the wicked. Stanza 1 of Psalm 1 reads, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a stream firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves do not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." I like simple. This psalm, by my estimation, is rather, it's black and white. The blessed man, the righteous man, he doesn't accept the counsel of the ungodly. He won't stand in the path of sinners, and he won't sit in the seat of scoffers and mockers. He has no interest in that. Instead, the blessed man, he delights in the law of the Lord. And as a result of his delight in the law of the Lord, as he has come to the realization of how great God is and how wonderful his testimonies are, and that God's way is always best. He meditates on it day and night. And there's an end for this man. The results of this type of life, this type of path, it's a life of strength. It's a life of fruit bearing, making a positive difference. And he endures no matter the storm. And there will be storms this year. But he endures because he's strong as a result of his love for God and his word. But then we get to stanza 4. And it couldn't be more different from what we've just read in the first three stanzas. This is very simple. Look at verse stanza 4. The wicked, he simply says, are not so. But they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. The wicked are not so, he says. Everything we just read about the righteous man, the righteous path, the wicked man is just the opposite. They are not strong. They make no lasting and positive or substantial differences. They're useless. And as a result, they fail to endure. And as a result of this type of life, this path that they take, the psalmist says they won't stand in judgment and there will be separation from the righteous. I want to close out this year with stanza 6. And I want us to allow stanza 6 to really serve as our invitation tonight. If you're not a Christian tonight, I beg of you to become one. And if you're not right with God, I beg of you tonight, before we leave, to make it right. Stanza 6 says this: For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Rather than moving forward, let's choose the right path. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, why don't you come while we stand and while we sing?